Well, good morning, everyone. Those of you who may not know my name, I'm David Christensen, and my wife down there is Janice. And we're the old couple you will often see shuffling in and out of church. That's because Janice has severe difficulties in walking without a stick and without usually my hand. So my testimony this morning, I have to mention that to put it into context. But some weeks ago, she became very conscious that the eyesight in her right eye was deteriorating quite badly. So we had an eye test for her. The optometrist was concerned and said, it looks as if you've got quite serious bleeding at the back of the eye by the retina. And unless something is done pretty urgently, you may find yourself losing the sight in that eye. So he arranged for us to go to the eye clinic at Addenbrookes to do a particular diagnostic test that can only be done there. Now, as usual, I thought I better do a bit of a reconnaissance of this place because I have no idea where it is. I have no idea how easy it might be to get Janice there. So a few days before, I went and was quite perturbed by what I saw. The eye clinic is actually below ground level, and to get there, you either have to go down six or seven rather shaky steps, or down a tarmac Adam ramp, which is quite steep as well. So that was one source of concern for me. I saw that there was a lay-by where taxis could bring people to sit down. On the day I was there, it was absolutely chock-a-block with cars, with nobody apparently inside them. So that was another potential problem. But there weren't any wheelchairs in sight, and I didn't know how far away that would be. So there were a whole number of things that were beginning to tick up. The arrangement for the test at Addenbrookes was to take place last Monday, and early in the morning I was praying, asking for God's help and guidance as to how things were going to work, and I did say this is something that is really beyond my ability to do much about. So the Holy Spirit then gave me a text, which I remembered, and you'll all know it, from Proverbs: trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Now, I'm very bad at leaning on my own understanding, if I can. So that was a direct word to me. And it says, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. I never before thought how relevant the word path was in that text. So I then prayed, Lord, I will trust you. difficult thing for somebody who likes to control things to do, but I will trust you. And at that very moment, I felt a great lightening in my spirit. It was instantaneous. So I then said, right, we are in your hands. And from the moment that we left the house in a taxi to the moment that we got back, I think we both felt that we were borne along in something that we didn't need to control. It was just happening. So, all sorts of things happened. First of all, I thought maybe the taxi driver won't know where to go. But the taxi driver said, yes, I know exactly where Clinic 14 is. Tick. Then I thought, when we get there, the lay-by will no doubt be chock-a-block with cars. What if he can't get in? When we got there, plenty of room in the park, quite easy to unload. And just as we were coming in, Janice suddenly shouted out, there's a wheelchair! And there it was, a wheelchair without anyone apparently needing it or wanting it. So it was there for us. So we then had the job of getting Janice down what is quite a steep little ramp to the clinic. I was just about to engage in this because the wheelchairs there are really heavy and don't have the same kind of hand grips that I've been used to. There I was thinking, I'm never going to get down this without it running out of control. But all of a sudden, a man came up and said, are you having a problem, mate? And I think he was a local workman. So he said, I'll get it down for you. And he did, and we got in. So all of those things were provided wonderfully. It still, of course, had to get out and back. So she went for the test. That was done. We were ready to come back. So I rang for a cab and thought, I'll give them 10 minutes and then I'll go out and see if he's come. And then we'll worry about how to get her out. So we sat in the waiting room. Three minutes later, a young man came in and said, taxi for Christensen. So he had appeared. And without me saying anything, he took the controls of the wheelchair, whisked her up the incline and into the car, and we came safely back. Now, in that time, I think we both felt that we had been completely in God's hands and things had been done. And my testimony this morning is that I must continue not to rely on my own understanding, but to trust him, and he will make our path straight. Now, I'm aware that there will be several people, maybe many people here today, for whom this kind of thing hasn't happened. And I just want to make it clear that we're as amazed as anybody else might be. But it's simply, as we've been singing, that God loves each of us individually, knows what is good and best for us, and provides it as it's needed. So we're not in any way special, but I just want to make this testimony this morning. If I can just say two other things, you may be interested to see if there's been an outcome. Janice was given surgery on Wednesday, horrible surgery that involves poking a needle in your eye, and that is one of three operations that she's got to have over the next few months. So we won't know, and we don't know whether any of that or all of that will be successful. But the message is still the same: trust in the Lord with all your heart. And that's what I'm going to do. I know she will do. She just asked me before I stop to say a huge thank you to all the people in this church who have sent her good wishes, have prayed for her, have encouraged her face to face, and have just shown the kind of love that we've been singing about, which is the sign of a true Christian community, that we love one another. Thank you very much.